the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, on this Sunday after Pentecost, we always celebrate all the saints. And there is a good reason for this. With the coming of the Holy Spirit, sanctity is possible. As it were, the whole work of the Lord Jesus Christ is finished. He came, became man, so that we could become like Him. So He showed us the way, taught us the way. With His example, with His words, then He was crucified and buried, and He arose from the dead, making our flesh able to arise from the dead and defeat sin and death. Then He ascended into the heavens 40 days after His resurrection, showing that our flesh can be with God. And then the promise of the Holy Spirit came 10 days later. And with the Holy Spirit, all things can be fulfilled. Because the Holy Spirit teaches us, speaks to us, enlightens us, comforts us, warms us. So, sanctity is possible now through the work of our Lord Jesus Christ and the coming of the Holy Spirit. All of the things that He did were necessary, and the coming of the Holy Spirit is necessary for sanctity, for holiness. The word saint means holy one, agios, holy one. We are called to be holy. And so, after Pentecost, it is appropriate to celebrate that we can become holy. And that is why we have the Sunday of All Saints immediately following Pentecost. And the two readings today give us, in microcosm, how to become holy, how to become a saint. Make no mistake, you are called to be holy. The Lord said, "Be ye holy, as my heavenly Father is holy." You are called to strive for perfection. Christianity is to become perfect. Christianity is not just to be forgiven of our sin, but to defeat sin completely. So yes, you are called to become holy. So let us listen to these words carefully, because some of them are very hard words, especially in our day and age when we're so lazy, when things come easily to us, and when there is our political currents and social currents that want to say that things that are sins are not sins, in fact are virtues, and to believe that something is a sin is actually wrong. That's the spirit of our age. You know it. You hear it. You see it. And the spirit of our age also includes being lazy. Well, let's see what the Lord says about sanctity. It doesn't include laziness or in any way giving in to the spirit of the age. The readings show us that to be a saint, you have to have faith. Of course, you have to understand what faith is. Faith is not just to believe in something. Faith is to sell yourself out completely for it. Faith is to give yourself wholly over to what you believe. And then also, that would include total dedication, which the Lord gives a very hard example of what total dedication is. And then we are to take up our cross, which means we are to work, we are to labor. Christianity is not an intellectual exercise. Christianity is to change your whole life, beginning inside the heart. And extending out to everything you say, everything you do, everything that you value. And at the end of the epistle to the Hebrews, St. Paul tells us that we must run the race with patience. So becoming a saint is difficult, but it is absolutely doable. In fact, it is required. Don't think of just the saints on the walls as strangers to you, as people that have entered into a life that you cannot share in. You're called to share in this life also. So let's look in a little bit more detail at how to become a saint. The Lord said, "Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him also will I deny before my Father, which is in heaven." Here we hear that we must confess in the Lord Jesus Christ before men. And what is confession? It is not only with the lips, it is also with the actions. I've given this example many times, but it is an important one. If a man says he loves his wife, but he cheats on her, he says something with his lips, but another thing with his actions, and it proves that he does not love her. So in the same way, if we say we love the Lord Jesus Christ, and yet we commit a kind of adultery, that is sin, going away from Him, living our own life, having our own priorities, then we, with our actions, show that we do not love Him. Confession is to live according to what you believe and not be afraid to say it. And I mention again that in this day and age, there is a movement against confession in Christ. It's okay to believe in Christ as long as He's a nice, safe, emasculated Christ that doesn't really make you do anything. That's the Christ that most people believe in now. And they justify every kind of behavior and yet still call themselves Christian. It's fine in our day and age to be Christian as long as you don't act like a Christian. We must be Christian and act like Christians. We must not give in to the spirit of the age. We must believe what is right and what is wrong, and not believe what the spirit of the age tells us about what is right and what is wrong. The only way that you'll be able to do this is to live with a life of virtue. Truly amazing, the great lies that are being foisted upon us all over the world now about morality. The only way that you can escape this great snare, since it's present in everything, everything we see and advertisements, media, and our co-workers, it's all present. The only way that you can escape this is by living a virtuous life. Because with virtue comes strength. The Lord, when He sees your effort to live righteously, gives you confidence and empowers you, gives you wisdom that you will not have if you do not confess in Him with your lips and with your actions. After the Lord tells us that we must confess Him before men, He gives us a very difficult example. He says, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." What is He saying here? He's not saying that we should reject our parents. The fifth commandment tells us to honor our parents. What He is saying is there is nothing, whether it be father or mother or daughter or job or security or anything else, that should stand in the way of our love of Christ. For most of us, what stands in the way of our love of Christ is mostly ease, entertainment, not really things that are that important. But we must let nothing stand in the way of our love of Christ. And then He says this other aspect of becoming a saint. After you confess Him and you have decided nothing will stand in the way of your following Him, then what must you do? He says it in the negative here. I will say it in the positive. You must take up your cross and follow after Him in order to be worthy of Him. And what is this cross? The cross is labor. It is a recent innovation, a recent heresy, that one can be Christian and not labor. It is really only a couple of hundred years old, and yet many people believe it. And it is filtered in even to the Orthodox faith, because people feel that they can be Christian and not labor. That is why our services are sparsely attended. That is why people fast very little. That is why people have bad priorities and really live just like the guy next door and yet call themselves Christian. Because we don't understand that we must labor. We must struggle. That is what taking up the cross means. Sometimes this cross is difficult and painful. Other times it is just a matter of endurance. Do good even when that good is not rewarded. Be kind to people that are not kind to you. Be honest even when you see people in your business that are doing better than you or appear to be, and they're not honest. This is taking up the cross. And you must do it if you are to be saved. And then, in the Epistle to the Hebrews, St. Paul mentions all these things that happen through faith. Of course, this faith is an active and a living faith, not just a belief in something, but acting according to what these people believed. And the things that happened were amazing. Then at the end of the epistle, he says, "Wherefore, seeing that we are so encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses," meaning the saints, "let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." So, we must, in taking up our cross, have persistence and patience. Christianity is endurance. He who endures to the end will be saved. Not he who believes in the beginning, but he who endures to the end. Brothers and sisters, this is life or death. This is your life or death that I am speaking of now. Because we are called to eternal life. Eternal life is not what the world believes life is. It is what God says it is. Union with Him. And you cannot have union with Him unless you become like Him. And it takes work to become like Him, because there's a lot in us that's not like Him. And He will help us. But only if we struggle. And we must remember to be patient. Because in our struggles, many times we will fall down, and then we will have to get back up. Many times we will not be rewarded, either immediately or ever in this life, for the things that we do that are good, for the kindness that we show to others, for being honest, for saying our prayers, for fasting, for loving our neighbor, including and especially including those who do not love us or who harm us in some way. Sometimes we do not receive any kind of reward in this life for those things. But we will receive a reward in the next life for all that we do. Brothers and sisters, today we celebrate sanctity. And it is not a sanctity that is outside of ourselves. It is a sanctity that should be in us as well. The saints, when we look at them on the walls of our temple, they are our family. Much more so than our own blood family. Because they are sons and daughters of Christ. And we are called to be also sons and daughters of Christ. So, examine your life now. Do you fit the criterion or the criteria that have been given forth in these two readings? Do you confess the Lord before men? Or do you give in to the spirit of the age? Do you have Christian opinions about things? Do you live in a Christian way? Do people that know you recognize that you're a Christian, or do you just look like just like anybody else? Do you love something above Christ? You can tell the things you love by the time that you spend with these things. The things you spend more time with, you love more. Do you watch more television than you pray or that you read? Do you spend more time in entertainment than in struggle to become righteous? You have to make this evaluation. No one can make it for you. Are you taking up your cross without complaint? Or if you do complain, and let's face it, we all can complain, do you beg God to help you to endure the cross without complaint? Are you being patient about something that you don't see? Because we don't see our salvation yet. We can see things that are temporal before us, but not things that are eternal. Are you doing these things? Evaluate yourself. If you're not fasting, come to me and I'll teach you how to fast. We'll begin slowly. If you're not praying very much, come to me. I'll teach you how to pray. As in all things, it is good to begin with a little and to become better at it. If you are struggling in something, come to me and let us talk about it. You're called to sanctity. And I am called, in my poor way, with God helping me, to help you achieve this sanctity. May God help you to become holy, as the Lord has called you to be. Amen.